Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, June 13th. Happy Saturday! We have just finished up a wonderful week of Vacation Bible School. Thank you for praying alongside. We're going to dig into God's Word together. First, we're going to be in Genesis chapter 41, verses 46 through 57. Today, we are continuing on in the story of Joseph. At 30 years old, which it'll say today in the passage, he enters into the service of Pharaoh. That got me thinking, well, how long was he in prison? And we really don't know. He was sold into slavery when he was 17. Then he worked in Potiphar's household for a while. We don't know how long that was. We can know for sure that he was imprisoned over 2 years because the cupbearer was supposed to put in a good word for him with the Pharaoh, and he forgot. 2 years after he was freed, he remembered when Pharaoh was asking, "Does anybody know who can interpret my dream?" There are lots of guesses out there on the internet. I don't really know. As we mentioned a couple of days ago, he was there too long, and yet he never gave up hope of what the Lord was doing. Genesis 41, starting in verse 46. Joseph was 30 years old when he entered the service of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from Pharaoh's presence and traveled throughout Egypt. During the 7 years of abundance, the land produced plentifully. Joseph collected all the food produced in the 7 years of abundance in Egypt and stored it in the cities. In each city, he put the food grown in the fields surrounding it. Joseph stored up huge quantities of grain, like the sand of the sea. It was so much that he stopped keeping records because it was beyond measure. Before the years of famine came, 2 sons were born to Joseph by Asenath, daughter of Potipharah, priest of On. Joseph named his firstborn Manasseh and said, "It is because God has made me forget all my trouble and all my father's household." The second son he named Ephraim and said, "It is because God has made me fruitful in the land of my suffering." The 7 years of abundance in Egypt came to an end, and the 7 years of famine began, just as Joseph had said. There was famine in all the other lands, but in the whole land of Egypt, there was food. When all Egypt began to feel the famine, the people cried to Pharaoh for food. Then Pharaoh told all the Egyptians, "Go to Joseph and do what he tells you." When the famine had spread over the whole country, Joseph opened all the storehouses and sold grain to the Egyptians, for the famine was severe throughout Egypt. And all the world came to Egypt to buy grain from Joseph, because the famine was severe everywhere. Did you notice when Joseph was naming his children who he had in mind? When he named his firstborn, he said, "It is because God has made me forget all my troubles." And with his second son, "It is because God has made me fruitful." I think about Joseph being in a land where nobody around you is worshiping the one true God, and he determines, "No, I am going to live my life according to God's way." We're going to see in the next couple of days other ways that Joseph is sort of a hero. Now, no one is like Jesus, but we see a lot of Christ-like characteristics in Joseph. One is long-suffering. Even in the midst of waiting in prison, he knew that God was working. One is wisdom. God had given him wisdom as a gift to help him be the one who could develop a plan for saving food. With excitement, I turn over to the Proverbs, to a new book where we're reading through different Proverbs. Today we're in chapter 3. I'm going to be reading verses 1 through 12. I think you will find some of these verses quite familiar. As I read them, especially verses 5 and 6, I'm going to read them really slowly so that maybe you could repeat them after me. Starting with verse 1. My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart. For they will prolong your life many years and bring you peace and prosperity. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Okay, these are the verses I want you to repeat. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him. And He will make your paths straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline, and do not resent His rebuke. Because the Lord disciplines those He loves, as a father, the son He delights in. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Do you have a necklace on today? Verse 3 of this proverb says that love and faithfulness should be bound around our neck. They should be the things that are our necklace today. How is the Lord, by His Holy Spirit, encouraging you in love, encouraging you in faithfulness to Him and to others? Look at verse 4. When these two things are around your neck, you will win favor and a good name in God's sight and in the sight of man. Verses 5 and 6 are a good memory verse. They're also good verses for you to launch your day with, to pray aloud. And so as we close, I'll begin our prayer with these verses. It is my prayer that we would trust in the Lord with our entire heart. I hope you have a wonderful day and that you get some rest. Will you pray with me? Oh Lord, we pray that you would help us to trust you with all of our heart and to lean not on our own understanding. Lord, in all of our ways, help us to just acknowledge you, that you are premier, you are our primary source of sustenance, and you are the one to whom all glory is given. Help us not to lean on our own understanding, but in all of our ways to acknowledge you and that you will make our path straight. Lord, we do pray that you would make our path straight. Teach us to do your will, for you are our God. May your good spirit lead us on level paths. We honor you right now, Lord Jesus, knowing that you died for all, so that we should live no longer for ourselves, but for you who died and was raised again. Help us to be a people who live that kind of love before mankind. We say to ourselves, the Lord is our portion. Therefore, we will wait on Him. Our souls wait on you, Lord, just like Joseph waited on you. More than watchmen wait for the morning. More than watchmen wait for the morning. Let us put our hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Lord, you are faithful. Make us faithful as we make you our portion and as we wait on you. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. We cling to the promise of 2 Chronicles 16 and verse 9. For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. By your Holy Spirit, Lord, bind our hearts to yours. Help us to commit ourselves and our ways to you. We love you, and we pray all of this in the strong name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen.